Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Jagatarini Mataji and Purijam Prabhu. It sets really nicely the mood. We want to be spiritualized or Krishnarized, and Prabhupada said this is easy. Just like when we put an iron rod into fire, it will gradually become warmer, 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 until it becomes glowing red hot. So, and he said the process is to not leave the fire, you know, don't take the iron rod out again. So here on this holy name retreat, it's actually not a japa retreat, it's a holy name retreat, where we do kirtan and japa and talk about how to really associate with Krishna in his most merciful form, the holy name. We will just stick with the name and we will experience something. Thank you very much also for the tips which you gave. It's very, very nice and very helpful. I will now attempt to bring you a little bit into the retreat. I will follow up on what Jagatarini Mataji and Bhujam Prabhu told us and then do a little exercise with you. I just would like to request Jai Gopal, because we will sing, to go to the where the madanga is and then play the madanga. Good. Once again, from our heart, thank you so much for coming. Like Bhujam Prabhu, he said very, very honestly, if there are only speakers but not listeners, then the transaction or transmission of Krishna consciousness cannot take place. So if you would not have come and only the three of us would sit here, this would not have been, it would not have been possible to experience a true transformation of so many hearts. The whole idea of our retreats is transformation. Not so much information, but transformation of the heart. And the way we do this in the retreat is by asking you to enter, now is a difficult word, a liminal space. What is that? A liminal space is an opportunity to make new experiences and change your personality and make it better. A liminal space is entered when you leave something old behind, and you have not yet reached the new life. It's something which is in between the old life and the new life, the old habits and the new habits. It's a place which only few know to inhabit. The liminal space is entered into when you move a little out of your comfort zone. That means the zone where you do what you do every day, where you think every day, where you more or less follow your life on automatic pilot. So you leave your old zone, your comfort zone, and then you do make new experiences because you have left your old country and entered something new. See, if you stay in your old zone, if you keep on doing the same things, if you keep on thinking the same thoughts, you will not get something new in your life. Nothing can change. You will only get more of the same. You must have heard about Albert Einstein. He said, he was once asked for a definition of craziness. And he said, craziness is when you think by doing the same things and thinking the same thoughts, you will get something new. That is highly dysfunctional thinking. So, what we will ask you is nothing less than leaving your old japa habits, your old habits of spiritual life, a little to the side and do something new. Bhujang Prabhu said that, and it's really true, we have been doing this now for 10 years and we have found out some things which work very quickly in bringing devotees to a new discovery in their life and to where they feel, my God, what did you do to me in 7 days? Where they feel these 7 days mark the turning point in my life. There was a life before the Holy Name Retreat, 2013, and now there's a life after the Holy Name Retreat, 2013. This is what we hope to create for you when we give these retreats. We will ask you to do something new which you usually don't do. Bhujang Prabhu read from Srila Prabhupada, who said, stay in the fire, keep on chanting 24 hours, bus. This is an opportunity which you have, but it's not demanded of everyone. But the idea really is something new. Be a little courageous, be a little adventurous, be a little enthusiastic to discover what is possible for you in your Krishna consciousness. If one does not renew himself, if one does not rediscover one's jewels, if one does not, if one is not prepared to make a special endeavor for his spiritual life, one will always stay on the same place and ultimately will become mechanical in one's spiritual life. Like a machine, no life any longer, no thinking any longer, no experience any longer. One will live a superficial life. That means a life only on the surface and will not be able to recognize and experience all the possibilities which Krishna has given to us in this human form of life and in this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. Mm-hmm. So, how do we enter this space of new spiritual discoveries? How do we escape our old life and come to our next level in Krishna consciousness? Well, Jagatarini told us already one thing. It always means to leave, to separate yourself from the old life. I would like to express it in a simple way. Minimize distractions. In some retreats, we tell our participants to switch off their mobile phone for 1 week. If that is possible for you, and many of you are not managers of temples here in India, then please do so. minimize distractions can also mean to avoid mundane talk or ordinary mundane discussions. We will ask you on one retreat day, we will suggest that you even follow the vow of Mona, the vow of silence for some time. You will see that does miracles to you if you stop the noise of your tongue, and then also if you don't make noise with your tongue or sound with your tongue, the noise of the mind will stop and you will actually experience serenity and peace. So leave your old life behind. I have to tell you something humorously. Last year that I was invited to come to Australia, Buri Jampabu? Or last year? Last year I went to see the Aussies. That's how you call the Australian people in good English. They are called the Aussies. So we did we started our retreat, entering the retreat, and all of a sudden, half of the audience walks out of the retreat. So I was thinking maybe I've said something which is too heavy to digest and they need to make an Easter ghostie now and discuss if they but I really felt very worried, you know, when imagine you're trying to give a good presentation, half of your audience zip moves out. Then after half an hour or an hour, they all came back in. I was surprised. Then I asked, well, please, I have I feel very insecure now. Did I do something wrong? Is everything all right? Why did you leave? And they said, Maharaj, there was something good to eat outside. And we ate and we came back. I said, good that it was only that. But I have to tell you something. You cannot make spiritual advancement if you just respond to any type of distractions, ice creams outside, or you know, you have to stay with this for some time. Or to put it in the language of Srila Prabhupada, you have to stay in the fire to become warm. No interruptions, minimize distractions. It's like you know, if I want to boil water, and I boil for 2 minutes, and then I stop the heat, what will happen? The water will again become cold. You know everything. It will become cold again. And then if I heat a little bit for again 2 minutes, again after some time, it will become cold. You will never be able to have hot water if you constantly interrupt the supply of heat. In the same way, during this retreat, please keep the heat on. Keep on chanting. Keep on talking about Krishna consciousness or read about books. Don't do any mundane activities or mundane talks. Allow yourself to become red hot, to become really surcharged with spiritual life. And for that, you have to minimize distractions. Mundane talk is a big distraction. It makes you really cold to talk about prajalpa or politics or to have mundane activities. It makes you cold. So minimize distractions. The second point which I would love to give you as a help, how to make most out of your week here in Vashana, is form a sankalpa. Sankalpa is something like an intent. Our intent, it is what governs how we think, how we feel, and how we behave. The intent is a powerful and creative force and the essence of our free will. It is possible for you to, in other words, to access this very powerful, this concentrated, powerful energy within you that is an intention. For instance, you can. I want to give you the example. 2 years ago, devotees invited me to do Dandavat Parikrama around Govardhan. Do you know what that is? You pay your obeisances, and where your fingers end, that's where you step, and then you again, you go from that place and pay the next obeisances. And in this way, you measure the distance of 24 kilometers with the length of your body, which you throw down. My dear devotees, after 5 hours, you feel you have no body any longer. Everything is out of place. The hip bone is in the head, and the head is in the feet. Everything is. It's really, if you're not accustomed to this, it's really an intense physical strain. And now, in order to do such a thing, those who do this pranami method, where they pay obeisances to Giri Raj for 25 kilometers, in order to do it, they, at the outset, at the beginning, form a strong sankalpa. They go before a deity. Often it's Hanuman who gives strength, and these Dandavat Parikramis say, it is my firm intention to go around, or to throw myself around Govardhan, and to not stop, no matter what happens. Now, I got, after a few days, typhoid. Typhoid means black tongue, severe fever, and shivering. But I want to tell you something. Because I had made this sankalpa, I didn't feel it. I just continued going around. And I'm physically very weak. I'm not very strong. Now, when I go around Giriraj and think how I have done Dandavat Parikrama around Giriraj, I just can't believe it. I think, how was it possible? And the only answer which is there is because there was an intention, a strong intention to do it in the beginning, and that intention kept on walking with me for these 25 kilometers and didn't leave me. Most of us do not have strong intentions. We had them maybe when we were beginning our spiritual path, but somewhere on the way, we secretly or unconsciously switched on automatic pilot and became a little mechanical in our spiritual life. And as a result of not having this intention in us, we are in a situation where we are living a little compromised spiritual life. So when you when you do this retreat, I want to help you to form a little intention, and we will do this in a minute. But I see here in my notes something important which I wrote down for you. No one but you alone, you, Krishna Das, Krishna Dasi, Giri Raj Das, Giri Rajini Dasi, no one but you alone has control over your intention. Not even God will interfere in your intention, because that would mean he would negate your free will. It is you and you alone, every one of you, who has to dig deep, who has to drill through the different layers to come in contact with your sacred intention, with your deepest spiritual desire. And when you find that and connect to that, you will make the most of this retreat. This is even a secret in this comes from the spiritual tradition, sankalpas. But even in the material field, sport people, they put this intention, I want to run 100 kilometers in 10 minutes, you know, and then they do it. I don't know if my example is very correct, but you know. In when people marry, they say, we will stay together. Come? In all situations, even if Mount Everest falls on our marriage, you know. And when the intention is very clear and is kept clean, then they can survive the most difficult attacks on their relationship. Have you understood the importance of sankalpa or intention for your spiritual life? Yes, you have. Good. What it means for you is, and we will do this in a second, we will find our own intention and we will go a little deep. But I want to introduce to you first a hero. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He went on retreat, and it is very nice to hear his sankalpa. Let me give you a little historical background. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared in a time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure teachings were forgotten in Bengal, and he is the individual who has not only brought the teachings to life, he, for instance, discovered a copy of the Chaitanya Charitamrita and began printing the book again. He also, not only the teachings he brought alive, he also brought alive the practice. In his time, he made a network of spiritual centers. They were called Namhattas, or marketplaces of the holy name. Then almost every town and village, people came together and chanted in the evening the Maha Mantra and also nice bhajans and glorification of Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur spread his Namhatta movement, it really covered all of Bengal, and even the great Brahmanas, the Bhattacharyas, and even Mayavadi sannyasis who had influence joined his movement. But then Kali entered his institution and took over. A lot of Mayavadi preaching was there. Indian yogis spread their Yoga Mishra teachings. And he mentions even foreign yogis came. I don't know who was a foreign yogi, but maybe Christian teachings or so on. The Sahajiyas and Bose and false Acharyas came. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's once so glorious mission was becoming smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur had written, afflicted by the powerful senses and contaminated by the evil influence of Kali Yuga. Now that my mind and intelligence have become so agitated and uncontrollably, where can I take shelter if not in the mercy of Lord Gauranga? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in great affliction and grief, he was crying. He writes about it. While crying that what has happened with your movement, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, I went to the birthplace of the Lord at Sri Mayapur. Still my mind did not become peaceful. I thought, what has happened to this movement? The Kali and its forces have taken over totally. What will be the future of this? So then Mahaprabhu appeared to him and said, go to Jagannath Puri. Build a little place on the beach and chant. And this is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur did. He went on retreat. It was the year 1901. And he bought a little plot of land and built a little house called the Bhakti Kutir. And you will still see the marble plaque which was installed there. In this marble plaque, he writes down his mission statement, his sankalpa, his intention of what he wants to do on retreat. He said, in order to remember the names and qualities of Krishna Murari, he who is known as Bhaktivinoda has given up everything to come here to the land of Gauranga's pastimes, taking refuge in this cottage of devotion. My dear devotees, I think we are all in a similar situation. Kali Yuga is strong. Powerful senses are there. We are contaminated by Hridadurbalya, a weak heart. Our intelligence is often agitated. And we have come now to this Bhakti Kutir in Vashanadham. You know everything. I'm just checking if you listen. And now you have to do something like our hero Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You may not have a big mission like he had, you know, Namahata mission over a whole country, but you have your life's mission. And you can come here now to gain the strength by associating with the holy name and taking part in the holy name retreat. Our enemy is mass distraction weapons. We live in Kali Yuga and there's mass distraction which pulls us away from our spiritual dream. So I want to really request all of you to take this very serious and take shelter in the holy name, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our hero, is. In my workshops, which I will give in the mornings from 11 o'clock, I will teach how to chant with deep absorption based on the work which Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote for this. It's called Harinam Chintamani, or the touchstone of the holy name, which when we come in touch with it or in contact with it can transform us. Our main means for this transformation is the holy name. Te sabakya manusyeshu kritata nipanischitam smaranti ye smarayanti hare nama kalyau yuge. O King, those who have taken birth in the human form of life in Kali Yuga are to be considered the most fortunate. I will again repeat it because you are not listening. O King, those who have taken birth in the human form of life in Kali Yuga are to be considered the most fortunate. If they remember Krishna's holy names and preach the glories of the holy names to others, these personalities have certainly attained the goal of human life. So, my dear devotees, when you can remember Krishna's holy names and later also preach, you are most fortunate, even though you live in this stinky Kali Yuga. Even though you live in the worstest of times, there is this one good quality in Kali Yuga, that simply by chanting and remembering Krishna's holy names, you can become freed from the influence, the material influences, and param brajet, go to the highest destination. For this retreat, I wrote a little poem for you. May I read it to you? The disciple comes to his guru and says, "How does one change into a butterfly?" Imagine someone comes to you and says, "How do I become a butterfly?" The guru says, "You must be so eager to fly that you are prepared to shed your old skin and give up being a caterpillar." I would like to translate this for you. How do you become an ecstatic human being? Well, you must be so eager, really, that you are prepared to give up your old habits and your old life, and you must be prepared to give up being the same old person who leads the same old mechanic life. You must have this in your heart as a sankalpa, and then you will see miracles developing. Really, if you use your intention, you will see that there is a force in your life, the most powerful force in your life, which may have been unused up till now, and which will accompany you and help you to move on. It's time to be practical. Do you all have notebooks with you? Yes? We will do a little writing exercise. Please keep your hands up so that you will get the books. By the way, sometimes some people on the retreat think, "Oh, I never write. When I was 12 years I wrote, but now not." It's very important for your retreat. These are not just some new age exercises. We want to now go a little deep and find our sankalpa and our intention, which will be with us. So I would like you to now listen to a prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur on the glories of the holy name, and then I will ask you some questions. Please listen now. You need to listen in order to do the exercise. How much power does the name of Krishna possess? My heart always burns in the fire of mundane desire, just like a desert scorched by the blazing sun. But when the name enters the core of my heart through the gateway of my ears, it starts to shower nectar forcefully. The name moves from my heart to the tip of my tongue and continuously dances there in the form of sound. What happens to me? My voice falters in my throat. My body trembles violently, and my legs become unable to remain steady. Tears stream from my eyes. Perspiration soaks my body. My hair stands on end. My mind becomes dazed, and my whole body becomes stunned with emotion. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur continues to describe ecstatic symptoms which appear as he takes the holy name. And in the end of this poem, he says, as a bud of the flower of prema, the name, the abode of wondrous rasa, manifests such power upon blossoming slightly further. The name shows me his personal form and qualities, steals my heart and takes me to the side of Krishna. This is a description of a realized devotee chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I ask you now to write into your book what you feel when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. What does the holy name mean to you? What is your present relationship to the holy name? Is it good? Are you bored when you chant? Think a little bit. What is your present relationship? How to the chanting? How do you chant? Are you satisfied with it? Could it be better? Could it be worse? Talk very honestly. Only the paper will know what you write. We will not ask anyone to come here and tell. Finished? Now I would like you to just think for a while, what could you do concretely during this week to improve your relationship with the holy name? Concretely, could you get up earlier? Could you make it a point to focus more attention on the pronunciation? how can you use this week properly? We want to come to a sankalpa, and I will soon ask you to share this, what you can do with others, so that we create a good atmosphere of good intention here and amongst our group, and then go a little deeper. So is the question clear? What can you do during this week? I mean, you must have come here with one intention. I will come to Vashana to absorb the good atmosphere or the inspirations from the different presenters' classes and so on. Please be very concrete. You have 3 minutes. So now it will become even more concrete. I will request you now to turn to your neighbor, find a neighbor, and then I will give you something which you need to explore with your neighbor. It doesn't need to be a friend whom you know since many years, like me and Bhurijan are experienced friends. It can be someone who just happens to sit next to you. Yeah, Bhurijan Prabhu gives a suggestion. If you have not found a neighbor, then just join the ones just next to you. They won't eat you. Don't be afraid of each other. These are very good people who have come. They are, like you, very interested in spiritual life. Now, listen very careful, please. Now, I know some of you have made up the mind to not participate in this exercise. Please participate. Don't be stubborn. What you please do now is you discuss with your neighbor what you will do during this, or what you can do during this Holy Name retreat, as to get the most out of it. Like you could say, you have written something down, how you can improve your relationship to the Holy Name. So what is, share that please with your neighbor, and the neighbor should share also with you, and you will see you will become very inspired by the Krishna consciousness of your neighbor, by his creativity, by his what he brings to the retreat. And in this way, by discussing this now at the beginning, we will create a very good positive energy which Srimati Radharani will hear and protect most properly. We will come a little bit closer to our intent. Is the question clear? Good. Please kindly start now and share freely so that the other can benefit from your enthusiasm or your creativity or your spontaneity. Hare Krishna. Nice to see that actually something seems to have been coming out of you, right? Some useful discussions you had. See, all of you have now done something very important. Oops, you have first of all reflected a little bit on the present state of your practice. That means how your relationship to your chanting is at the present moment. And then all of you have thought about your desired state, where you wish to go, and what you can do to actually reach there. And please let us take note for a moment about, I don't know how many we are, a few hundred devotees and friends have made this consciously thought, and we have formed what is called a group mind. You know, from the group, individual thoughts came, and somehow we all have now a thought of improvement, of going to the next stage in our spiritual life. And the art now for the next, is it 6 days or 7 days? For the next few days is to remain connected and to help each other to remain connected, to maybe talk with each other. How well are you doing? I would suggest that during the retreat you go to the person who was your neighbor now and say, how is it going for you? And offer maybe some helpful advices and tips. We are all together on this journey here. Also Bhujan Prabhu and myself. We will also bring our mind to the practice. We will facilitate, but we will also have opportunity to chant with all of you and to apply some ancient spiritual techniques to do better. My point really is, in this little session entering the retreat, and I'm sorry I will end it now because I'm a little long, I know, but the point is we need to connect with something which is alive in us and remain connected with this. And then our spiritual life will really come to a new dimension, a new practice. We, Jagatarini, Bhujan Prabhu and myself, we will do our best and sweat all our sweat to give you the best knowledge, the best tools, the best inspirations which we see. But still we need to say one thing. What you will get out in the end from this retreat depends very much, to a very large degree, on what you are willing to put into it. Therefore, I humbly beg you to make best out of your own retreat, to really make like a breakthrough experience which will stay with you. Be strong in your sankalpa. Maybe visit your sankalpa, your intention from time to time, and dust it a little off. You know, when the dust of Vashana settles over it, that's usually a good dust. But, you know, when the dust of the old comfort zone comes, oh no, let's take it easy, this is my holidays, you know, then you will not go as deep as you can, and you will not discover the treasures which are lying ready for you. Good. This was entering the retreat. We will now do a little kirtan.